The following reading was developed by the Center for Clinical Interventions. Put Off Procrastinating, Module 3, Changing Procrastination. In this section, we'll go over an introduction and then review the procrastination cycle with an example and an opportunity to make your own. And then we'll review, how do I change procrastination and do I want to change, followed by a module summary. Introduction. Hopefully, you're now starting to realize that procrastination is a more complex process than just being lazy. Laziness is far too simple an explanation. Now that we've analyzed all the different aspects of your procrastination, let's put them together in a cycle of how procrastination works. This will help you to truly understand what it is you're doing when you procrastinate. It'll also show us the clear path forward as to what needs to be done to overcome your procrastination. It is then important to take stock and reflect on whether you want to embark on the journey of changing this habit, and hence make a strong commitment to changing your procrastination. The procrastination cycle. As has already been discussed in modules 1 and 2, there are a lot of elements to procrastination, so let's put them all together. Task and goal. Firstly, to start off procrastinating, you need to approach a task or goal you have committed to, which is a priority in your life. Approaching the task or goal may be in the form of just thinking about doing the task, planning to doing the task, or actually attempting the task. As we previously saw, the task or goal could be from many different areas of your life. For example, work, household, study, health, financial, social, family, relationships, self-development, and decision-making. Unhelpful rules and assumptions. When you approach a task or goal, either mentally or physically, one or more of your unhelpful rules and assumptions gets activated. These rules and assumptions could relate to needing to be in charge, pleasure-seeking, fearing failure or disapproval, fearing uncertainty or catastrophe, low self-confidence, or depleted energy. Once activated, these rules and assumptions start to guide how you think and feel about doing the task, making the task appear aversive to you and hence arousing some form of discomfort about doing the task. For example, if your task is to do the household chores and you have an unhelpful rule and assumption about pleasure seeking, you're going to think things like, fun should always come first. I don't want to do these mundane things. And you'll feel bored and frustrated about doing the household chores. Discomfort driven. If you then detect discomfort in yourself when you approach or think about approaching a task or goal, it is going to make you less likely to want to do that task or goal. In addition, if you're also a person who can't stand feeling uncomfortable, that is, you can't tolerate unpleasant feelings and detest discomfort, you're going to have even more problems with following through on a task. Your urge to avoid these feelings or dodge discomfort is going to build if you feel uncomfortable about doing the task and hate these feelings of discomfort. Putting each of these things together means that overall you'll be discomfort driven. That is, whether you follow through with a task will be heavily influenced by wanting to stop or avoid any discomfort you're experiencing about the task. Procrastination excuses. In addition to being discomfort driven, you'll start to think of excuses that justify and make your procrastination okay in some way. You often pick out some truth about the situation and conclude that you're better off doing the task at a later date. For example, I'm too tired, I'm better off doing it tomorrow when I'm rested. Procrastination activities. The more discomfort driven you are and the more convincing your excuses are, the more likely you will actually procrastinate by engaging in other activities that divert your attention away from the task or goal at hand. The types of procrastinations you might use as a substitute are pleasurable tasks, lower priority tasks, socializing, distractions, and daydreaming. Positive consequences. The positive consequences you may experience from procrastinating, such as relieving the initial discomfort you had about the task or goal, feeling good for having stuck with your rules and assumptions, and having gained some pleasure from the procrastination activities you carried out, will just strengthen your procrastination because it had a payoff. As such, you'll be more likely to procrastinate next time. Negative consequences. The negative consequences you may experience from procrastinating also make you more likely to procrastinate next time round, because they make the task and goal even more unpleasant for you, and hence you'll want to avoid it even more. These negative consequences may include feeling more discomfort because you haven't achieved the task, keeping your unhelpful rules and assumptions intact because you haven't challenged them, criticizing yourself as an attempt to motivate yourself, which actually backfires and demotivates you, tasks piling up, and with it, more demands and time pressures, and possibly some sort of punishment or loss from your environment for not having done the task. Putting it all together. As you can see, at the end of the day, procrastination is about needing to avoid some sort of discomfort about doing a task that arises because of certain unhelpful rules and assumptions we hold about ourselves and how the world works. Also, if we are able to excuse our procrastination and feel it is justified, this makes it more likely that we'll procrastinate rather than suffer through and tolerate the discomfort. And finally, the payoffs and costs that arise from our procrastination just keep us stuck in this habit. We are more likely to procrastinate next time because we both got something good out of our procrastination, as well as made the task even more unpleasant by putting it off, hence compelling us to avoid it again. See page 4 of your handout for the procrastination cycle, which puts all the things just mentioned into a diagram for you to follow. You'll also notice an example procrastination cycle, which you can follow, to help get your head around these ideas. Finally, you'll also see a make your own procrastination cycle on page 6, which you can fill out for the task and goal that you've decided to work on throughout these modules, using some of the things that you've already written down in modules 1 and 2 to fill in the gaps. You can pause the recording at this time to complete this. What stops people procrastinating? Having a look at the procrastination cycle, you may wonder what stops people procrastinating. I mean, everyone faces tasks that are uncomfortable and that they would rather avoid. Also, what makes me procrastinate in certain areas of my life and not others? And what makes me procrastinate at certain times and not others? The typical things that might stop someone from procrastinating are: they don't hold any of the unhelpful rules and assumptions we have discussed as being linked to procrastination. They may instead think things like, things don't have to be all my way, and doing things I don't like or because others tell me is just part of life. Fun and achievement are equally important. Some short-term boredom for long-term gain and later fun is the way to go. Things don't have to be perfect. On the whole, I do okay at things and people aren't out to judge me all the time. I can't know exactly how things will pan out, but better to take action than remain stuck, and I'll be able to deal with any consequences that come my way. On the whole, I can do things if I put my mind to it. Or, I can do things when my energy is low, it just may take a bit more effort, but often I feel better after doing it. They may have rules and assumptions that focus on the importance of being a conscientious person, which may override any unhelpful rules or assumptions they may also have. For example, they may believe that working towards achieving something will give me a sense of fulfillment. Any reward for completing the task or punishment for not completing the task that is large and closely follows the task rather than being small or delayed may make people persist despite their discomfort. They may feel uncomfortable about the task or goal, but if they don't distest discomfort, that is, they believe they can tolerate discomfort if required, the urge to dodge the discomfort is not as great. And finally, they can't come up with any good excuse to make them feel okay with procrastinating. How do I change procrastination? Now that you understand exactly what goes on when you procrastinate, you may ask, how do I change my procrastination? And what is it I need to do now? The path to changing procrastination requires addressing three particular aspects of the procrastination cycle. Dismissing procrastination excuses. Module 4 will take you through how to dismiss the excuses you come up with that make your procrastination okay to you. By addressing the excuses that make procrastination feel reasonable and justified, this will lessen the likelihood that you'll procrastinate. Here we will also address the self-criticisms you use to demotivate yourself, finding more helpful ways to speak to yourself that are actually motivational. Practical techniques to stop procrastination. Module 5 will take you through practical behavioral strategies to help you stop your procrastination activities and start doing. We'll outline a variety of techniques you can try, some of which you will find helpful, others of which might not be right for you. Also, some techniques will be relevant to certain situations but not others. The idea is that you will have a smorgasbord of things you can try, and with some trial and error, you'll be able to work out which techniques work for you. Adjusting unhelpful rules and assumptions and tolerating discomfort. Module 6 will take you through tips you can use to address the unhelpful rules and assumptions and discomfort and tolerance that give rise to your procrastination. Trying to change unhelpful rules and assumptions and increase your tolerance of discomfort can be hard. As such, this section will only provide you with tips for getting started on making these changes to your beliefs about the world and yourself. These tips may be enough if your beliefs are not particularly strong. However, if they are strong and long-standing, you may require more intensive work with a mental health professional who specializes in cognitive behavioral therapy. Remember, we have said before that you don't necessarily need to change your rules and assumptions to overcome procrastination. Focusing on strategies from modules 4 and 5 can often be enough to change the habit. Remember, you have already taken the first step to overcoming procrastination by becoming more aware and recognizing your procrastination. From what we have done so far, you have been able to stop and reflect on what it is you do when you procrastinate rather than letting it continue on as an automatic habit. Another step before you start practicing the strategies you'll hear about in modules 4, 5, and 6 is acceptance. You need to recognize that procrastination is a normal human behavior. We know from our discussion of the previous consequences of procrastination that judging yourself for procrastinating and feeling guilty and ashamed just demotivates you and makes your tasks and goals even more aversive, and hence makes you more likely to procrastinate. Instead, you need to adopt a non-judgmental attitude towards your procrastination. So rather than telling yourself, "I shouldn't procrastinate, doing so makes me a lazy, good-for-nothing person," you may instead take a more accepting attitude that everyone procrastinates. It's something I would prefer not to do as it is not helping in my life, and so I will turn my focus on committing to changing this habit as best I can. From now on, when you notice judging, blaming, guilty, or shameful thoughts about your procrastination, try to see them just as thoughts, not facts. Acknowledge that these thoughts don't help you. You don't need to buy into them or listen to them, and just let them go by focusing instead on what you can do to change and make your situation better. Do I want to change? So now you know what it is in store in order to change your procrastination. It's always helpful before you embark on the journey of change to ask yourself the questions, how much do I want to change? Do I just want to talk and think about the problem, or do I want to do something about it? Do I want to put in the effort required to make changes in my life? And do I want to start doing things differently? There's an old saying that if you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always got. Change involves doing things differently, and that can be hard. So the question is, are you willing to commit to change now? Yes or no? To help you weigh up how much you do want to change, it can be helpful to consider the following. Being a procrastinator, what do I get out of this that is negative? What are the disadvantages and how does it hurt me? Being a procrastinator, what do I get out of it that's positive? What are the advantages and how does it help me? If I do change and no longer procrastinate, what will be good about that? How will life be better? And what will the benefits of change be for me? If I do change and no longer procrastinate, what will be bad about that? What will I have to give up? And what will be the cost of change for me? Feel free to pause the recording at this time to reflect on these answers in the chart on your handout. Hopefully, the hurt procrastination brings you and the good you think will come from changing outweighs how much procrastination helps you and the bad you think will come from changing. During the times that it's hard to stick with your commitment to changing your procrastination habit, reflect on the ways procrastination hurts you and the good things you expect from change as a way of motivating yourself to keep going and stay on track. However, if the ways procrastination helps you and the bad things you anticipate from changing are winning out at the moment, it's going to make a lot of sense that changing this habit will be particularly difficult, and you may not be ready for this process. You may need to give it some more thought and think of ways you can overcome these obstacles. See below on your handout for an example of what you might do to overcome the obstacle standing in between you and changing your procrastination habit. Use the columns below to work through your roadblocks, i.e. the things identified above in the "how does it help me" and "will it be bad" boxes. For each roadblock, think of the types of things you may need to say to yourself, i.e. self-talk, and things that you can do, i.e. actions, to overcome these obstacles and embark on the journey of changing your procrastination. You can pause the recording at this time to complete this exercise on the handout. Module summary. The cycle of procrastination involves the following steps: approaching a task or goal, activates unhelpful rules and assumptions. This generates discomfort about the task or goal. Then, if you hate discomfort, your urge to avoid the discomfort by procrastinating will increase, plus if you find good excuses for not doing the task. Then you will engage in procrastination activities as a substitute or diversion, which then leads to a positive or negative consequence, which just increases the likelihood that you'll procrastinate next time around. To change the procrastination habit, you need to learn ways to dismiss procrastination excuses, learn practical techniques to stop procrastination activities, and learn tips for adjusting unhelpful rules and assumptions and tolerating discomfort. The first step to changing procrastination is being aware of what you're doing and adopting and accepting a non-judgmental attitude towards your procrastination. Blaming and judging yourself just makes things worse. Committing to changing your procrastination is important. Changing any habit can be hard and challenging, so you need to be motivated to stick with it. You can do this by reminding yourself of the ways procrastination hurts you and will be good about changing your procrastination. You can also prepare for the obstacles that might get in the way of change. This completes this module of the reading. Feel free to review the materials as needed. Thank you for listening.